Since he's not actually part of the old-time band, before he gets too far out of the building, please give a big thank you to Mr. Kevin Wimmer. I'd like to finish up my set just where I came in, both this evening. I came into Augusta with this form. It was the style of American clogging. Originally, my first year at Augusta was 1983 as a member of a group called the Fiddle Puppets. And since 1984, unbroken, I've been here every year. I certainly feel very indebted to Augusta. It really was one of the first major organizations in the country to give me a chance as a soloist and have me back. So it's one of a handful. I really, when I think of who sort of kept me in the business instead of going back to other endeavors, which I won't get into, it too spring to mind. It was the Augusta Heritage Workshops under the direction of Miss Margot Blevin and also the Wheatland Music Festival. So thank you, Margot and Augusta. And the people who really got me in the business in the first place were some of these folks, and in general, great musicians who put out great music. Music that was so great, it gave me no choice but to dance. On banjo, all the way to the far right, he's a good old friend of mine. He doesn't look that old, but he's a good old... I haven't said his name yet. Will you wait? I want you to hear what I'm going to say about this man. I have to embarrass him to the fullest.
Thank you, Aaron.
You know, I won't embarrass Riley, but he's playing banjo tonight. He's a fine fiddler. He made himself that on pretty short order. And he's an incredible guitar player. Plays some electric music, rock and roll. He's just an incredible musician, and he's the real thing. He learned it at the knee or knees, eating biscuits from Tommy Jarrell, I would imagine. Buttermilk biscuits, Riley? Yep. You and Kirk, maybe? A few others? Had to fight Bolivar for him?
Yep.
That was Tommy's dog, and I'm sure there was a big competition who got to the biscuits first. Anyway, a good old friend of mine, he lives around Winston-Salem in Walkertown, Mr. Riley Bogus. To Riley's direct left is a musician I heard, well, the first time I remember hearing Bruce actually was 1981 Galax. And I don't know whether Bruce knows this, but a tape I made of him playing with Dave Winston was one of those that got passed all around the country just because it was incredible. Never made any money off of it. Don't have to worry about that, Bruce, but I've got friends in California and all over the place that when they heard that tape, they had to have it. And Bruce Molsky has inspired many a musician. Though I do have a friend who lives in New Orleans named Amasy Miller, who remembers Bruce when he was first learning how to fiddle, and remembered him as a banjo player from upstate New York, I think with the correct tones or around that time period. And, you know, Amasy kind of dropped out of old-time music for a while, and then he got back into it down in Louisiana. And Bruce's name was everywhere. And I went down to see Amasy, and he just told me he didn't get it, because all he remembered was this kid scratching the most god-awful fiddle you could imagine. Mr. Bruce Molsky. And Amasy didn't say it, but I'm sure he's thanking his lucky stars that you didn't get hooked on the Scottish Highland pipes there, Bruce. You know. Anyway, immediately to Bruce's left is another dear old friend of mine, though he's the youngest of the bunch up there. He's here as a Cajun Week instructor, but Mr. Dirk Powell is one of us. He's an old-time musician. His grandfather played banjo and taught him a lot of tunes directly, you know, right there, and also just by getting it into him from a very, very early age, though raised outside of Cleveland, or I guess in one of the suburbs of Cleveland. Dirk spent a lot of time in eastern Kentucky with his grandfather. And we are certainly lucky that he was raised with old-time music, because he is one of the people who have certainly helped get it out there. And as a contemporary old-time musician, he's one of our best shots of staying alive. So he's also a great multi-instrumentalist, guitar, fiddle, banjo, one of the best bass players you could ever imagine. I'm sure he plays a mean T-fur, too, but I haven't seen him play it. But anyway, Mr. Dirk Powell. A bass player I've known for a long time. I met Kevin when he lived in Cleveland. He was working for Goose Acres Music Store. Bob Smakula's father owns Goose Acres. And I'm not sure how long Kevin was there, but that's where I first met him. When I used to go up through going to the Wheatland Festival, I'd stop in Cleveland and do stuff at Goose Acres, and there was Kevin, part of the old-time contingent. And he honed or started his craft, I guess, somewhere around there, making banjos, and he moved to where I live now, Asheville, and got into inlay at a technical college. Now he's teaching people how to do that stuff, and he's certainly one of the top contemporary banjo makers, but he's also a fine musician and plays a lot of different instruments. On the big four-string bass, we have Mr. Kevin Enoch. I keep asking Kevin to do recalls on the Goose Acres banjo, not to keep them, but so that he could number Goose Acres banjos with negative numbers. You know, so he could be an Enoch negative one, or, you know. I think, actually, I know who's got negative one, but I can't remember, but I do. Who's got the last one under Goose Acres there, Kev? Was it? I do know. I'll have to think about it. But as you're probably thinking right about now, I've talked enough. So, no more talk. Thanks, everybody. Going out with a good old flat-footing dance, flat-footed clog dance to some good old-time music. I don't even know what tune it's going to be, but I hope it's a good one. Hope you like it. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. That's something else, wasn't it? Not a bad band either to back up a wonderful dancer. And I guess they're doing some housekeeping up here. They're getting the FBI has finally figured out who it was they're looking for, thinking they're sweeping up the dust now. And think it was Ira. And so, good hand for Maria here. I asked her if she'd want a housekeeping job in Rugby, Virginia. So, well, I see. I guess I'll not. I don't want to waste too much more time. I was stirring up a little bit of smoke here, actually. Sorry about that. It's floating all out that way, anyway. It looks like so. I don't know how poison that stuff is. Looks like some of the stuff we used to stir up in the guitar building class down under the stage here. So much pretty toxic, I think. Anyway, I want to talk about some of the wonderful musicians we got coming up here. And this lady is someone I had never met before until this week at Augusta. And it's great that they've got a woman out here instructing guitar. And she is one of the best guitar pickers I think I've ever heard in my life. Over the other day, and old Eddie Pennington, I hang out with him, you know, right much, and more than I want to sometimes, but anyway, he said, "Have you heard Mary play that guitar?" And I said, "No, I haven't." And he said, "I tell you what," said, you're going to be in for a shock," said, "she can evermore play that thing." And I got to meet her and got to know her, and I've heard her play, and she has done, this is, I think, the fourth of about six of these guitar festivals and teaching things that she's done this summer. So she spreads the word of great guitar playing all over the country from one end to the other. And she's a wonderful person, and I've just got to be admirer of hers, and I think she's one of my favorite guitar players. And there's guitar players knee deep out here. I've got a bunch of them in my class, and there's just good guitar players everywhere you look. And I heard her do a few tunes today at a little concert, and wonderful blues style playing, and the soul that pours out of that old L00 Gibson is something wonderful to hear. So if she's ready to come out, would you please make welcome Mary Flower?
How y'all doing? All right. I'm gonna start with a goofy little number here. Why not? It's guitar week, I can be goofy. It's a tune for all the women in the audience who have extra large pedal extremities. Large feet on women are a sign of higher intelligence. I want you to know that. Right on. Some people say that a Bigfoot woman is fine, but I'm here to tell you that I've had it with mine, 'cause they're too big. I can't buy shoes 'cause they're so big. Some people got no use for a Bigfoot woman. She might just walk all over you. Well, now Fats Waller, he once said, "I really hate you 'cause your feet's too big." Well, my man, he tolerates them. He pretends that he can dig, that they're too big. Check out these whoppers, yes, they're too big. Darling, I can walk on water, cause I'm a Bigfoot woman. Watch out, I might just walk all over you. Well, my mama had 'em, my sister has 'em, all the tall girls got 'em, Lord, I got 'em. I woke up this morning, feel around for my shoes. You feel the whole earth shaking, it's your mama with those walking blues. Now all you big feet women, when you're feeling down and you get the urge to go shopping, take it from me, stay away from those malls with the chunky heels and the kiss of death, Doc Martin. Ah, you're gonna hurt yourself on those gunboats. And you know a Bigfoot woman, she might just walk all over you. Let's walk now. Down to New Orleans. Bigfoot woman with the Bigfoot blues. Thank you. And all you people in town see that I made the local paper today. It's great, you know, they found the person who had the least sleep and who'd been playing for 15 hours and said, how would you like to pose for a beautiful color picture? And, you know, my dad used to run the local newspaper in the small town where I grew up, and I used to love to read about the anniversaries and the birthday parties and who all was there. And my favorite story was in yesterday's Elkins paper about the guy that robbed the coin laundromat 3 times and got away with it. So I'm in good company. Good. This is an old National square neck steel body guitar. The model is called a Tricone. It's from the 30s, the early 30s. And it's very much played like a dobro. Except I ain't playing no country and western music tonight. So. Thank you. when I go. Great God Almighty, when I go. When I go, that light will shine me home. I'm gonna sail on up in a golden ship. Take my hand, let my burden slip away. When I go, yes, when I go, and the angels sing, oh mercy, how they sing. Angels sing, I fly beneath their silver wings, and I'm gonna shout those praises high and low, bathe myself in the glory of the glow. When I go, yes, when I go, I'm going to try a song that's relatively new for me that I made up a couple of weeks ago, and the class voted today that I should do this song, so. Having a great time this year. I've done so many of these camps. I'm just getting used to waking up in the morning and having 35 guys in a big room with guitars. It's great. It's I love it. It's, I don't know what I'm going to do without them. There are a lot of camps around, but I'll tell you, this has always been and will always be my favorite guitar camp of all. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to thank the nice folks at Augusta for not only for having me back again at a new week this year for me, but also for giving thousands of people over the years, all ages, from all kinds of places, the opportunity to realize their dreams. And this is a great place for all of us for that. So thank you for that. Here's a Junior Parker tune. Was the middle of the night. I went down to the station. Train was pulling out of sight. Mystery train smoking on down the track. Mystery train smoking on down the track. I don't wanna ride. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Boy, was she something else. I was just talking to old Eddie Pennington backstage, and I told him, him being my favorite thumb picker, he'd just been replaced, I think. Well, I got a couple little announcements here. Wednesday night, that's tomorrow night, isn't it? The Cajuns are having a fado-do. Now, I hope I said this right, F-A-I-S. I went to France one time, but the only French word I knew how to say was Chevrolet. And they got this fado-do Cajun Creole party on the porch at Halleyhurst. And the fun starts about 8 p.m. with a real gumbo available after 9 p.m. And this abbreviation here, I believe it says bring your own beer. Can I say that up here? Yeah. And contribution to the gumbo. I think if anybody is a good cook, and I'll like to help them make some. And another thing you can do tomorrow night is if you want to end for a little stroll to go down, walk all the way down off the hill down to the park at the bottom of the hill, have all kinds of festivities going on, picking in the park. That's something they have every Wednesday. And they have down in the main pavilion, they're going to have a concert with Robin Kessinger and Wayne Henderson. And I can't imagine anybody would want to miss that concert, even if it does mean a little bit of a walk down the hill. And we'll try to make it worth your while. And I want to say thanks to Robin too. He does a lot of hard work coordinating Guitar Week and digging up people like Maria to come down here and play for us. We appreciate him. We're going to have about a 20-minute intermission. And remember, everybody's got their things out here to sell, the CDs, all the folks that's been playing here, and the ones are coming up later also. Ira told me that he's got a video, so if you want to see some of that dancing, you can take home with you and watch it and make sure it is really real happening. You know what Ira does, he's got videos out there for sale, he said to mention. So thank you all so much, and we'll be back in 20 minutes.